Today we find ourselves no longer next to the tree, no longer under the glimmering lights or the glow of the packages beneath, no longer the manger and the straw. Today that's gone, but now the real work and journey begins. Because as I hope you'll notice, the light of the world that arrived to us at Christmas is still here. And that light doesn't go out. It goes out. It goes out into the world with us and in us and through us. Jesus was really good about naming this. Actually, not only Jesus named this, but you know, the writers of the Gospel of John named Jesus as the light of the world and spoke about that role. But Jesus himself spoke and named in the Gospel of Matthew that we were the light of the world. It's nice to know those light of the world feelings were mutual, right? Oh, Jesus, you're the light of the world. So are you. Hear the words from the Gospel of Matthew. And Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city on top of a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they put it on top of a lampstand, and it shines for all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light so shine before others that they can see the good things you do and bring glory to your God in heaven." Here we find the light of the world himself telling us that we are the light of the world. It's actually quite amazing, and if I'm going to be honest, a little bit intimidating to recognize that we carry the light of the world on behalf of the God that gave it to us. That how we live our lives every day is a way of sharing this light. But we can do this. We've been preparing. The ideas of hope and peace and love and joy that we celebrated throughout that Advent season and Christmas, those four words were the driving energy behind Advent. They are every year. As we prepare for the light of the world, we focus on what it means to celebrate, receive, and live in hope, peace, love, and joy. Those are the four gifts that we prepared ourselves to receive as the light of the world came to be with us. In fact, those four words are what we boldly proclaimed to the world as the gifts that we celebrated. Not only do we talk about them each and every week in here, much like the Hebrew people who were encouraged to write their scripture on their doorposts, we wrote hope, peace, love, and joy on our lampposts on 32nd Avenue. See, no one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket. They put it on a lamppost. So we hung our banners on those lovely pedestrian lamps right outside, proclaiming hope, peace, love, and joy to the world. And though our hope and peace and joy remain, our love is somewhere in the neighborhood right now. I really, really wanted to believe it was the wind. I really, really wanted to believe. When I looked up at an empty lamppost where a banner used to be, I wanted to believe it was the wind. And that would have made a good sermon, right? Love can't be restrained. Love is in the air. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. We could have done something with it. But after investigating the hardware and confirming it with some photos of the way things used to be, I am now 98% sure that our love banner was liberated by a person and not by the wind. Now let me be very clear up front. Someone can take our banner, but no one gets to take our love. They can receive our love. They can share in our love, but no one gets to take our love because we're in the business of giving it away. You can't take something that's freely given. You can only receive it. I really wanted to believe the wind had stolen our banner when I discovered it was gone yesterday. But as I investigated more closely, it became apparent that for those banners to come off, a person has to be involved. They're designed that way. I wandered back into the house in a state of shock and would randomly sort of mutter out loud every so often, "They took our banner, Megan. They took our love banner." They took it. It was just a random time of muttering. So I took to Facebook to share what was going on, and it was wonderful to watch the conversation unfold. One of my friends asked how much it would cost to replace the banner, and I responded by saying, "Let me tell you, not as much as the story is worth." Because what we have here is our own little parable. What we have here is a reminder that when we put love into the world, there are people who need it, who want it. And there are people who are willing to do almost anything to get it. Now, doesn't that say something? That there are people who are willing to do almost anything to receive love? Doesn't that speak to our human condition and the state of our world? That there is a desperate need, a want, a desire to receive real, honest, genuine love. Love that doesn't come with strings attached. Love that is patient and kind, that's content with what it has. Love that's humble and gentle and doesn't keep track of our failures. Love that protects and hopes and perseveres. This is the love we celebrate in this place every single week, because it's the love that God gives. Notice, we don't take it. We're not taking God's love, because you can't take something that's freely given. You can only receive it. And this is the love that we receive. It's also the love that we are called to live and the love that we're called to give. You'll note the cover of our bulletin says, sharing our gifts. We're called to share love. In fact, if somebody needs the hope, the peace, or the joy, they can have those too. Because this is a place that shares the gifts that we're given. On a side note, I picked out the hymns days ago. I turn those in, the bulletin gets typed up and printed. So singing the gift of love as a musical lead-in to a sermon about this was completely unplanned by me. But what I'm talking about today, what we're about as God's people, is offering the world God's irresistible love. And this is a gift that must be shared. A gift that must be used. There's a scripture in 1 John that encourages us not to love in word or talk, but love in action and truth. I love that scripture. It's a nice short one that's easy to remember. Do not love in word or talk, but love in action and truth. Well, the word is gone. So that leaves us with action. Because even if we replace the banner, even if we put the word love on every single live post across 32nd Avenue, if the whole neighborhood was plastered with that word, the question really is, can we live and act in such a way that people already know? That it doesn't take a banner for folks to know this is a place that receives and shares God's love. Can we live and act in such a way that others might see the light we carry? Now, this can feel like such a generic sermon. I got to this point as I was writing. I'm like, wow, I'm preaching a go love people sermon. How original. But the thing is, love isn't generic. Love is very specific and very intentional. And so that's really what I want us to consider today. I want you to think intentionally, and I want you to think specifically of where in your life you're going to hang a banner of love for others to see. Where's your truth? Where's your action? Where are the deeds that will put that love out there in the world? This isn't rhetorical, though I'm not asking you to speak out loud. I want you to think about it right now. I want you to think about your week. I want you to think about the people and the places and the opportunities. Where are you going to bring love into the world where it is so desperately needed? Where can you bring love that someone's just going to snatch it up right away because they need it and want it and crave it? Where in your life this week will be that moment or interaction? What choice will you make that offers the world that irresistible love God so freely gives us? You know, it doesn't have to be big and flashy. It can be quite pedestrian. It simply needs to shine the light of love for the world. To be honest, that's where we hung our banners, on a pedestrian lamp. But love is love. And love is needed. And love is wanted. And love deserves to be shared. And conveniently for us, we've got love to share. We have so much love to share because we have so much love we have been given. That's the gift that we celebrate and then share. Now, I personally believe that an empty light pole is a missed opportunity. So I started working on something this morning. I'm not quite done. Got a little more coloring to do. But I'm thinking we put something like this out there. The banner may be gone, but we have more love to share. Now, my block letters, well, it's a little embarrassing, but, you know, we'll get there. So I think we throw this up there, and I think we share the story in a positive way that reminds us we've got plenty. We have everything we need because we have a God that gives us more than we could ever use ourselves. So I don't need your help hanging it. I've got the ladder. I can take care of that. But I would very much appreciate your help in living it this week. May we do so together. Amen.